Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. China is a challenge to the new Biden administration, especially as it relates to Taiwan and the South China Sea. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
China has already started to test the Biden administration, making the statement that a U.S. military in the South China Sea, not good for peace. That's just another shot across the bow, is it not?
Oh, yes, and it's much more. It's very, very serious. And I warned about this the day that Joe Biden swore the oath of office. The Chinese are intent on making Biden understand that they own, China owns, the South China Sea, that they own those islands, the Spratlys, all these disputed islands where they've been building up military bases and missile bases. And what the Chinese have done over the past 10 days already, they've been flying aircraft, combat aircraft, over Taiwanese airspace. They've made it clear that they are going to threaten Taiwan, and they're basically challenging the Biden regime to react. Now, we learned that the USS Teddy Roosevelt, one of our aircraft carriers, sailed into the South China Sea a couple of days ago. And in fact, that was a long scheduled deployment. That was not something that was ordered by Joe Biden or by the White House. That was something that was long in the making, was part of their deployment schedule. The United States has been aware of China's saber rattling for many, many months, and the U.S. military was already planning to put the Chinese on notice, don't do it. And the only thing we can say, I think, positive here is that, again, Joe Biden was, if he had other intentions, if Biden had wanted to kowtow to the Chinese, he could have called off this military deployment, but my guess is he was not alert enough to know that it was taking place.
Ken Timmerman explaining why China is testing the new Biden administration as it relates to Taiwan and the South China Sea. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's insight into how China is testing the new Biden administration is actually a great help to those of us who are China watchers. We know China has set its goal to be number one economically and militarily in our world. That China agenda fits the prophetic scenario for China in the end times. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12 mentions the kings of the east, which includes China, as the major player just prior to the return to earth by Jesus Christ. Interestingly, at that same time, China will be in partnership with the Antichrist. That's Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...